All right, so you have a system of particles, and you've calculated the kinetic energy and the potential energy at state one. You've added all of those up, and now you have the total kinetic energy and the total potential energy at state one. You do the same for state two. You add up all the kinetic energy and all the potential energy at state two. Now, does that change how you use the work energy balance equation? It does not. That's the great thing about it. The work energy balance equation is exactly the same as if you were using it for a single particle. It's still the initial kinetic energy or the kinetic energy at state one plus the potential energy at state one plus any work done by non-conservative forces between state one and state two equals the kinetic energy at state two plus the potential energy at state two. And if you don't have any non-conservative forces, then that goes to zero and you have the conservation of energy equation.